Welcome to Dímelo. Bienvenidos a Dímelo. Bueno, mi gente.
My peeps.
What can I tell you today?
What can we talk about today?
There is obviously a lot of things that are going on, and you need to know that it's not an easy thing that's going on right now. Why is it that we applaud all of these things that are going on in the world? Why is it that we allow them? Why are we allowing this? Now, of course, as always, I am driving home because this is the time that I feel I can talk to you, that I can let you know how I'm feeling and perhaps how some others are feeling. I'm upset right now. Well, not the upset, because I already passed that stage of being upset. I am more disillusioned and disenchanted with what is happening right now. There came a time once when people used to say, well, if you're coming to this country, you need to do everything the right way. You need to be legal. Now it's, you need to be undocumented. I love how people have courtesy in driving. I am first at the stop sign, sir, not you. But of course, there's always people that are just a bunch of, let's just say this way, inappropriate drivers. So let's go on. So why are we talking about undocumented individuals? Well, because obviously it must be the flavor of the month or of the week or of the day, but it is definitely the flavor of the hour. How do we twist the arms of pundits, of political big guys, big guns, to do your bidding? Well, obviously, it's not my bidding, but it's definitely someone else's. And that someone else is at the helm. Now, this is how they visualize or interpret getting things done at the border. Now, yes, you're seeing people post pictures of children being caged. There are certain pictures that are real. And then there are those who are interpretations of what other people were demonstrating. And so again, you see these people, oh, you see, this is fake news, this is that. There's nothing fake about having people caged. I repeat, there is nothing fake about having people, individuals, human beings, caged. Whether you're giving them a blanket, giving them a Scrabble game, a Happy Meal, they are still caged. And so you ask yourself, what America is this? When did this happen? When was I asleep? I don't remember this ever happening. Well, ladies and gentlemen, not in our time when we were growing up, but definitely in some past times. But what I see here is a resemblance of a need and a want for complete control
do you control a population? How do you control a people? By taking away their self-worth. By taking away their humanity. It's interesting, but I'm looking at these images on the news, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, everywhere that I can see things placed and posted by others. And there are people that are applauding this behavior, this so-called policy. And so I'm wondering, is it law or is it policy? There is a certain reporter from CBS, David, and I am one of your biggest fans because you are an adopted Puerto Rican. Loved, loved, loved your reporting and your continuous reporting on what is going on in Puerto Rico. But now you've also gone down to the border there in Texas. I ask my representatives, I'm asking them now, how can you even think, remotely think, that this is right? How is this even Christian-like? What are we allowing here? How can we impose a law on them, on taking these children away from their parents, if they're not even U.S. citizens, to be indicted or charged as a bad parent by American standards? Now, this is what I question myself. How is this possible? I don't understand. How can you impose a law that is for mothers or fathers who are not good parents here in the States, like leaving their kid in the car so they can jump in the bar and have a couple of quick ones, or because the baby fell asleep, you didn't want to wake up the baby in the car, and so you jumped in and ran into Marshall's and got yourself an outfit because you had a job interview the following day. You know, that's when, you know, DCF steps in and they deal with, you know, children and the parents and how they're not doing things correctly. That I can understand, and that definitely I will be tooting my horn, well done. Endangering a child in a 98 to 120 degree weather car. But there's a difference. They are American citizens, and so they are to be charged with the law of the land. Now, these parents that have come over the border illegally because they're trying to escape Central American countries such as Nicaragua, Guatemala, and even those of North America, which are considered Mexico. I talk to people from all of these countries, and they tell me that things are not right in their countries. They're afraid. They don't know where their next food is coming from, where their next breath of life, will they be able to inhale or exhale? Have you ever thought of these people who sit in their apartments or their homes in tough neighborhoods, and unfortunately they're sitting watching the news or watching the latest game show or series on regular TV or maybe on cable, and a drive-by just happens to go by and a stray bullet comes right through their walls and affects someone who was innocently in their home watching TV, maybe eating a bowl of chili, and they got shot. They too are in danger. But let me not get off track here. Let's go back to that order. These undocumented individuals, these mothers, fathers, children, etc. I understand why this is being done, but I don't understand why it's being done for the purpose of twisting a party's arm, of garnering points with your base. I wonder what Ronnie would be doing now. But then, of course, you see many of you posting on Facebook, oh, well, POTUS of this year did that, and this other POTUS did this, and this other POTUS did that, and posting memes and pictures and the whole thing and links. Ladies and gentlemen of the United States of America, and I say it again, United States of America. I don't care about what was said or done in the past. We should have learned lessons from that past, but not lessons that would put to shame everything else that was done. Let's do right instead of repeating wrongs. Children who are 5 years old and younger do not understand why they have to be in a cage by themselves with other children. Where's the humanity in this? Why are we treating them like this? Why have we come to this? The children's harm. Have you ever visited a juvenile detention center? The weakest will be consumed. You need to look at this very carefully. If you need to separate families, then separate the men from the women, but keep the women with their children. Because this is just wrong. And if they are incarcerated because they're going to be sent back from where they came from, then do so. Process them that way, but keep the children with them. This is like women who give birth in jail. It's very hard on those women because they too have their children removed at some given point. I simply cannot comprehend why the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, is not looking down the road. As to the repercussions of what will happen. These are citizens from another land, and I'm wondering what the top dog in those other lands is thinking right now. They're probably saying, oh, some of them are saying, good riddance. Let the United States deal with it. But then there are those who have a heart and are suffering and wondering, why are we not correcting the situation on our side so that our people can have a stable life, have a job, have a home, have education? It's scary, isn't it? Think about it. Today's episode is The Pied Piper Plays Just for One. Hope to hear from you soon. And let us pray not only for this country, but for those children. As they try to sleep without the comfort and protection and love of their mother.